Hello, everybody. I'm back. The rejuvenated soul was back. I'm gonna go completely off the usual topics I'm doing, and I'm gonna do a segment on sports this week. Because I did say that we're gonna do some miscellaneous stuff, and I just wanna go on the fact about this major controversy here in Baltimore about the Joe Flacco trade. Now, I will appreciate any feedbacks I get from anybody. Because, I mean, yes, Joe Flacco was traded to the Broncos for a fourth round pick. Depending on, I think, till the 18th or something. I don't know exactly the actual date, but that's beside the point. See, people have been saying that it's a good thing Joe Flacco was traded. Other people have been saying that it was not a good thing for Joe Flacco to be traded. And I'm on the side of Joe Flacco being traded. It was not a good thing. And look, I have no disrespect for anybody that thinks Joe Flacco should have been traded. I have no disrespect. Just because we're going to have like a disputed debate doesn't mean that obviously, friendships will end because that's just stupid. But I think that Lamar Jackson is not ready to do a full season. Okay, and everybody can be sitting there and debate, oh, well, he played 8 games a season and he had a better record than Joe Flacco in those 8 games. That is true. I cannot debate that. I cannot debate that our running game and our defense was so much better when Lamar Jackson was playing. Cannot debate that. I cannot at any point debate that. However, I just want to go on the record and saying, yes, Lamar Jackson got us to a playoff game. But I do need to say that in the beginning of the season, before Joe Flacco got injured, he went 4-5. Now, granted, that's not a winning record. I believe that 100%. Do we really think that Lamar would have gotten us to the playoffs if he started the whole entire season? And we're going to find out next year. Because obviously Lamar Jackson is going to be our starting quarterback. We are going to find that out next year. And I'm going to tell you this, I don't think it's possible. Now, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope to see the Ravens in the playoffs again. Because I am a diehard Ravens fan, and no matter what, whether we did lose Flacco, when we do lose Flacco, or when Lamar Jackson fails, it doesn't matter. No matter what, I'm going to be a diehard Ravens fan. But the fact is, Joe Flacco took us to the playoffs multiple times. If I'm not mistaken, him and John Harbaugh for the first 8 seasons, maybe like 7, I'm not 100% sure. And you guys can fact check me all you want. Made it to the playoffs each single year. And Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl MVP quarterback. And he should have been a playoff MVP quarterback if that was a thing. Because let's go on the record that Joe Flacco is not the best runner, but he is actually smart. He knows how to throw the ball. Which is actually something you need to do in the playoffs. You cannot be one-dimensional. And Lamar Jackson, as of right now, is one-dimensional. He can run the ball. He can beat people in a race. He can do good options. He can rush for touchdowns. But as we learned this past season, in the playoffs, we faced the Los Angeles Chargers. 2 weeks before we faced the Chargers in the playoffs, we faced the Chargers earlier. And yes, we dominated the Chargers in the regular season because they never saw Lamar Jackson. But the Chargers did their homework on him. They shut down the run game, and what happened? He was not a factor in that whole entire game. The running game was not a factor in that whole entire game. They focused on stopping the run, and he cannot throw the ball. Now, yes, he made some passes, but come on, we can all face it. At least not yet. He's not accurate enough to be a versatile quarterback. And people are doing this comparison to like Michael Vick. Yeah, Michael Vick was one of the greatest quarterbacks, running quarterbacks. But the thing about Vick, he could run, he could throw, he was accurate. And oh yeah, he is unpredictable. Lamar Jackson's so predictable. When he steps onto the field, it'd be like, "All right, guys, it's a run play." And that's not what you could, if you were gonna be a defense, the only thing when you see him step on the field is like, stop the run. If he throws the ball, we're not too scared. Now, am I saying that Lamar Jackson doesn't have any arm strength? No, because we've seen he can throw the ball. And every now and then he makes a great throw. Not denying that fact. But the problem is, he is not consistent. Now, I'm not saying Joe Flacco was the most consistent. I'm not even saying Joe Flacco is elite. I don't think he is. But trading him away and still not giving the experience and giving him the pressure of leaving another team to go into another team. And then having the pressure lie on Lamar Jackson, who did come in halfway through the season. But the problem is, teams are going to learn. He faced the Bengals and the Browns once at the end of the season. And they didn't know what to do. Give him a whole season when a team finally figures him out. Give him a season where teams are going to be studying. They have the whole offseason to be like, Lamar Jackson, unless you magically over the offseason teach him to throw the ball to be 100% more accurate. Now, I'm not saying 100% accurate every time, but 100% more accurate than he is, and be able to do the run game in one offseason, then I gotta say, the Ravens are the greatest organization to ever live. The offensive coordinators are the greatest offensive coordinators to ever live. The quarterback coaches are the greatest quarterback coaches to ever live. But we all know that's not gonna be true because he could get a little bit better, but he's not gonna be where you need him to be. And this whole thing about running quarterbacks, yes, it's great. It's a quarterback for a reason. They're the field generals. They need to know how to move the ball. Basically, Lamar Jackson is just another running back standing back there that can throw the ball. I mean, it's like putting a running back back there. If he can throw the ball like 20 yards, sign him up. Put him as a quarterback. So, we don't need to draft quarterbacks anymore. Now, I'm going to sit there and say this. Look at some of the quarterbacks of all time. And I'm not comparing Joe Flacco to these guys, but you don't need to run the ball all the time to move the ball down the field. Joe Flacco proved to everybody that he could move the ball. But he also proved to everybody that he wasn't always consistent. But Joe Flacco is one of the most decorated quarterbacks in the playoffs. He's a guy that I would rely on in the playoffs. I mean, in his career, how many AFC championships has he gotten to? Yes, we've lost a lot of them. Yes, we've only gotten to one Super Bowl in Joe Flacco's era. I get that. But if I'm not mistaken, when Joe Flacco was on that amazing playoff season, do you think that everybody was like, "Oh, love, Joe Flacco, get rid of him. Yeah, let's get rid of him right now." I'm pretty sure nobody was doing that, because everybody was like, "Oh, can Joe Flacco do this? Oh, yes, he can. He's done so much." And I'm pretty sure Joe Flacco outgunned in that playoff, in that Super Bowl winning season, outgunned two of the greatest quarterbacks that probably will ever play this game. In Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. But now because Flacco's been getting injured, now that he's near the end of his career, and this rookie who comes in and had probably some of the best 8 games of his life, and probably some of the best 8 games of a quarterback's life, you just like, "Oh, well, the Joe Flacco was nothing." That's not it at all. Flacco was never the best runner, but he was one of the best field generals. And it proved once again this past playoffs. And the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes of the game, the Ravens finally realized, "Oh, we need to throw the ball. We cannot run it." And they got some touchdowns to make it a closer game than it was the whole entire thing. But on that final drive, Lamar Jackson was put in a pressure situation. Was put in a situation that you drive the ball down the field and score a touchdown, we win the game. We win the game, and Lamar Jackson is going to be the hero in Baltimore. And maybe we could have gone on to the Super Bowl. Who knows? But that's not realistic, because he wasn't ready for that situation. If you look at it, how many games in the 8 games that he was playing were the Ravens needing a last second drive to win the game? I mean, there were a couple. I would give you that 100%. There were a couple. And you just gotta realize that he was not ready. Flacco has been there through those situations. He has done it. A prime example, look at, if you guys remember, the Vikings game in the snow, where there was scored like 4 touchdowns in like the last 2 minutes of the game. Now, some of them were kick returns, but others weren't. Flacco keeps his composure. And it's not always about avoiding the pressure and getting out of the pocket. The Ravens have never had the best offensive line. People know that. We all know that as Ravens fans. And Flacco did get sacked a lot because he stayed in the pocket. Lamar Jackson didn't get sacked a lot because he ran out of the pocket. But if you can give John Harbaugh a second chance, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people were like, oh, well, yeah, we think Harbaugh should go, Harbaugh should go, Harbaugh should go. And they came back. And when he benched Joe Flacco, everybody's like, oh man, Harbaugh is so smart. If you can give him a second chance, and like, don't get me wrong, Harbaugh is probably one of the best coaches we've ever had in Baltimore Ravens history. But it's just Joe Flacco is probably the best quarterback we've ever had in Ravens history. So, what do you think? Do you think that he deserved a second chance? I think so. But for all those fans who didn't, I don't discredit your opinion. I mean, what's done is done. We can't change this fact. I mean, yes, he's getting traded. But until Lamar Jackson can prove to me that he is a quarterback that can win us a Super Bowl, get us to the playoffs every year that he's been in there, prove to me that he is not just a one-way quarterback, I am never going to be on the Lamar train. So, with that being said, I am looking forward to this season, upcoming season, because I do want to see if he can prove me wrong. Now, I'm not saying I won a Super Bowl this year, because if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's not what's going to prove something to me. It's going to prove to me that Lamar Jackson can be that quarterback we can rely on. So, I just want to say one last thing. The Ravens may or may not be in good hands at quarterback. We will see what happens with that. But also, Lamar kept us on the field. Well, defense off the field, I should say, which gave our defense rest. So, which that means our defense was a lot better, a lot more rested, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that's another reason why we made it to the playoffs. So, and that's always been a factor. So, good luck to all the Ravens fans. Good luck to all the Ravens players. We'll all be watching. This is the Rejuvenated Soul, and I'm out.